All right, guys, welcome to DSJNP WrestleCast live from NXT Rival. We're about to start this up. We got about 4 minutes before the pay-per-view starts. I got Mop here with me. What up, Mop?
What's up?
I got Biohazard here with me.
Three ain't enough. We need five.
No, we only have four tonight. And we have Wayne as a baker, as always. Wayne.
Yo, I shouldn't be here because I've got like exams in 5 hours and I won't be able to get sleep, but sod it, NXT comes first.
Word, NXT comes first.
It ain't like you're going to fucking sleep anyway.
No, I did try, that's why I got up.
Alright, so before they get to start, they're going, right now they're showing a preview, we're on the preview show, they're showing Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn as the main event. We're almost done with the preview show. What do you guys think? What do you guys think is going to be the match that takes it tonight?
Main event, mate.
Oh, the main event, clearly.
Main event.
Now, my dark horse is going to be that woman's match.
Ooh. I agree with that. I'm going to say that too, yeah. The dark horse is definitely going to be that one.
Solomon Crowe is going to be moment of the night, though. I think everyone's going to cream themselves with Solomon Crowe.
Yeah, there was a sign that said we wanted Crowe. So hopefully he does make his debut.
You don't think it's going to be Neville and...
That is true. That the Baylor, him coming out.
Yeah, Baylor-Neville match.
His entrance would be a spot of the night, too.
I actually kind of hope he doesn't do it, though. I want to save that for the big shows. This is almost like a throwaway pay-per-view for WWE, though. You know what I mean?
This is their pay-per-view, though, so I'm pretty sure
it's
going to do
it. Yeah, it's a special event.
Yeah, but it's not really a feud he's had, is it? This is just, do you know what I mean? It's not like it's a feud that's gone on for weeks. It's a sort of like just a tournament, so him and Neville are quite sort of getting along fine. I think they should leave it for someone that like he detests.
Baylor faces fucking fucking Kenta.
Hideo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hideo.
Hey, everybody turn their TV down just a notch. I'm hearing somebody in the background. I'm going to get sued.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause when the little timer in the corner gets to 2 minutes, and we'll see where everybody's at.
All right, that's a good idea. Somebody's still loud.
Three, is that you? Two, one.
I'm on me, bitch.
You're 10 seconds ahead of me.
9.
Yeah.
8. 7.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3. 2. 1. 0.
Pause.
Damn it.
Pause. 159.
I'm on 2 minutes.
I'm on 2 minutes, so hold on.
Everybody hit play. All right, guys, so we're synced up on the pre. What we're trying to do right there is we're trying to sync our TV.
Let me know
what we don't. Go ahead and hit play. I'm at 149 right now.
God damn it. You're a second ahead of me.
That's why he's a second ahead of me. 140, 139, 138.
Yeah, I think me and Wayne are on the same.
All right. Y'all pause one more time. My phone acted weird real quick. 40, 39, 38.
We'll do it when it gets down to a minute.
We're loving this, aren't we?
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Yeah, we'll do it live.
I'm going to be way behind you guys then.
It's all right. As soon as we roll over, as soon as they go to the opening fireworks, we're all just pause right there.
Yeah, that works.
Do it at 1 minute. Just 18, do it at 1 minute.
17.
1 minute.
16, 15, 14.
3 minute warning.
13, 12.
1 minute.
11, 10.
1 minute. Not one.
9, 8, 7, 6. 5,
this is so
4,
oh, 3, oh my God. It's 2, so slow. 1. Harder, harder, harder.
Hey, 59 seconds, guys.
You're at 59? God damn it, hold on. Okay.
What up, Heavy?
Who's all here? I hear Mom's bitch ass.
Boom.
Because 3 ain't enough.
Biohazard.
Yeah, we got 5.
So, Devil Vamp, where was your call?
It was really good. It's the best one he's made all year.
I know. What is with this? New blood, new standard, new day. What the fuck?
Yeah, new standard. Here's the joke. What a cock, an Irishman, and a DJ walk into a bar. Are we paused or not?
No, we're not. We're playing.
God damn it.
All right, guys. So right now, they're ending the pre-show. We're ending the pre-show. And
commercial time.
I'm going to try to sync up our TVs again. Nope. Going right into the fireworks of the stadium over WrestleMania.
You can't see me. Yeah, John Cena. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right now, we're seeing the logo for WB.
I'm thinking I must be ahead.
Now, forever.
Forever.
Oh, yeah, I'm ahead of you guys.
No, you're a mop.
Right now, we're looking at the outside of Full Sail.
I'm watching the fucking preview videos. Hold on. When they go to in-ring, I will stop. When they go to the announce booth.
Good. I always say just to stop on fireworks. Just stop on fireworks.
Yeah, but I'm already past fireworks. When I reset it, it was already past it.
I'm having... right now between fucking mop... not Mop, but Devil Vamp and Wayne.
What?
You're the meat between Wayne and Devil Vamp?
No. You right now with what you're saying is just like Mop and fucking Wayne. Not Mop, but fucking Devil Vamp. So we're looking at Paige right now. I'm on commercial right now. No, you got to pause.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that one.
They're not in the ring. Yes, they're backstage. We know this.
But they're not in the ring. No, we're not talking about the ring.
Here's the greatest thing, having we watched Wayne and I watched Raw together. It was synced perfectly the entire night.
Jesus Christ!
I'm fucking sorry. Shit you not. The entire night, it was fucking synced perfectly the entire night. It was crazy.
Okay, they just went into the arena.
Drop.
Pause it.
I am.
I'm still on previews.
Powerbomb.
I'm looking at a I am something sign.
Powerbomb.
Brass ring 316. Give me a fucking break.
Someone just shouts now when we get to the I am something sign so Mop knows when to start.
I got it.
Brass ring 316.
Now.
I'm a hugger.
Ah! No, you're not. You're ugly.
All right, guys. So, again, that's what we're synced up at. We're synced up at the crowd right now saying NXT. I'm so looking forward to the positivity in this night. It's not even funny. It's crazy.
Oh, Hideo's going to start?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but this is probably a throwaway match of the night, though, isn't it? To be honest, this isn't really for anything. So,
no, this one is for...
nothing.
Who's prettier?
No.
You think
this is Hideo? It's Hideo versus Prince Pretty.
Yeah.
I thought it was Hideo versus Finn Balor.
No, that was last week.
No, that was last week. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was last week.
Oh, that's right, because they they fucking exposed goddamn Baron Corbin for not having any experience in the ring at all against Neville.
He made a couple of errors, but I thought he did pretty good.
Well, they did that, and then they put Neville on the announce table, and they made fucking Alex Riley make him look like a little bitch because he can't talk.
I forgot Neville and Graves were tag team champions.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I really do. I'm digging Graves right now.
A lot of people don't, but I don't mind him. I think there's a lot worse.
I fucking hated him as a wrestler.
All right, guys, so we're seeing a preview of why this led up right now. There's an interview between Hideo in the back. That match that him and Baylor put on was fantastic.
It was good.
So we're not worthy chants from the crowd?
Yeah.
There's Prince Pretty.
There's his damn zebra jacket.
It's about time they do something with him. Jesus.
He's been injured, Mop.
Do it. Has he been? I don't
know. Yeah,
he's been injured. That's why he hasn't been on TV.
Hmm.
And the storyline is he hurt his hand or something, but it was like an ankle energy. Or an ankle injury. Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
So Hideo's in the ring waiting on Prince Pretty. Here comes Prince Pretty. This is where DRG called
Solomon Crow.
Somebody, his Yeah, no, was Paul, be
the no, not Solomon. He called
the French bloke
Marcus Louis.
God, why
interfering?
Why? Because
last time Prince Pretty came out, he was
standing. He's got a selfie stick.
Oh my he god, that is so funny.
That is awesome. Prince Pretty, Tyler Breeze is walking down the. Oh my god,
Is that Alexa Bliss?
No.
No.
Somebody else jumped the barricade.
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
No,
that's
nobody jumped the fucking barricade.
That was a total plant.
It was set up, but it's pretty cool.
That was pretty funny, though. Anyway, Tyler Breeze is spinning around with his selfie stick. Oh, his selfie stick's that light on it. You guys notice his selfie stick matches his outfit?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be a commentary.
I like Tyler Breeze. I don't care what anybody says.
I like him other than the fact that I think he needs a little bit more moveset.
I don't give a fuck about his moveset. I care about his character.
DRG would disagree with you. He'd rather
I would rather be entertained than sit there and be bored for 15 minutes while they kick each other.
Yeah, I think he just needs a new finisher.
Yeah, that is kind of stupid, but
it
makes sense with the character, though, too.
Somebody's on in the background.
All right, guys, give us some play-by-play. Tyler Breeze has got Hideo in the corner.
Splash.
Yep.
And he does a forearm. And then he yells at him.
Hideo runs after him.
Kenta. Kenta's right. What can they fucking do with him at this point?
Hideo, kitchen sink with a nice kick to the face.
Hey, kick offense, what do you know?
It's Kenta versus Baby Ziggles, yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry. I've said it before. They need to bring Breeze up and team him with Ziggler and be the new Hollywood Blondes.
I like that idea, actually.
I work, actually.
And because there for a while, they were advertising Ziggler from Hollywood, Florida.
Well, that was kind of cool. Tyler Breeze tried a nice crossbody and Kenta stopped it with a
reverse.
Kick, another kick, and a back kick.
I was about to say, Breeze is selling all these kicks brilliantly.
Running drop kick. Oh, Breeze rolled out.
Oh, some of Breeze's tassels fell off.
Oh, no.
He always loses. Another kick.
He's going to be mad that he loses tassels.
For all that fucking shit that he wears on his own?
Probably.
No.
You don't think so?
I think
no. It's part of your wardrobe budget.
Oh yeah, they probably I didn't even think of a wardrobe budget that they would get.
Yeah,
$20 a week.
that was Austin's fucking wardrobe budget.
Yeah,
black boots.
Yeah,
yeah.
He spent his wardrobe budget on beer.
Fucking beer and whiskey.
What?
How long before we see a GTS then?
Yeah, where's Katie?
Katie said she couldn't make it. She had family obligations.
Well, we see where everybody's priorities are.
The Church of Punk.
She just wants the GTS by.
Hey, Wayne, will you check Twitter to see if anybody tweeted us? Hashtag DSJMP Live. So Tyler Breeze has got Hideo in the corner, down, supposedly injured Hideo's leg or knee or whatever. He's putting him through the
leg to the post.
What do they call that? Leg to the post, I guess. I don't know what to call that.
He wrapped his leg around the post.
figure PSJMP four on the post.
Not trended on Twitter.
Oh.
There is not one tweet.
God damn it. I don't care. You can orchestrate that all you want. That fucking would hurt.
I know.
Yeah.
That always reminds me of Bret Hart. Like that whole moves, that section of movesets, the wrapping the knee around the post and then the figure four on the post, it always reminds me of Bret Hart.
I think of Gail Kim.
Yeah.
Which I'd prefer to look at than Bret Hart.
Shocking. You think of a skinny fucking woman.
I wouldn't consider Gail skinny, would you?
Dude, she's skinny.
She's
give
lovely.
Me some fucking meat.
She's
that? That's a clover leaf. That's like a sharpshooter clover leaf.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Oh, that's pretty cool, yeah.
Of course, it's so going to be a Tyler throwaway submission.
Sharpshooter clover leaf on Hideo, and it's synced in there, man.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd's trying to get behind him, but they really don't care about Hideo.
Of course, he put me in that. My knee's already popped out of the fucking place. And
Hideo's trying to power out of it. Crawling towards the ropes. He's got the rope.
Got it.
Tyler Breeze hasn't let go. Three. Almost got disqualified.
He's playing.
It's a heel tactic.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of heel tactics, what do you think of Rusev's eye poke?
He's got the injury in real life. He might as well use it.
Oh, I fucking loved it, dude. It was total old school fucking heel.
Tyler's kicking the
now
shit out of him.
Now stomping on it, Tommy.
Yeah, no shit. Damn. I love the fact that all the NXT refs are built bigger than Tyler. They use the workout facility more than Tyler does.
See, that's kind of what I wonder, too, is once you get these guys up on the main roster against the bigger guys, what are they going to look like?
He's in the Golden
Elite. In the GTS. No.
Roll up.
To
kick out.
Kick to the face. Oh,
I mean,
super kick by Tyler Breeze.
Oh.
You can look at guys like the Ascension, and once they finally get in there against, you know, real competitors, they look small.
Yeah, they do.
Did y'all's feed lag?
Uh-uh.
No.
Kick. Nice super kick. They're doing a replay with that roll-up. Okay. By the way, I really hate the way they pin them like that. That looks so
It looks so bad.
Well,
I'm such a juvenile. It just looks so bad.
It really does, dude.
My network just timed out. Cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Never mind. Devil Vamp will keep you updated.
Yeah.
That's my one request that everybody told me. They want more play-by-play in the ring. So I'm trying to give it to them. Tyler Breeze, they're just getting up now. They're actually on their knees facing each other. The punch, Tyler just punched Hideo.
Dude, if you just listen to the audio of commentary, it sounds so fucking gay.
What, the real commentary or us?
No, your commentary.
Oh.
They're on their knees facing each other.
One of them's giving the other one a good blowjob.
Well, now Hitami's on his fucking knees at fucking Tyler Breeze nuts.
Oh, I so want, right? They've got, like, NXT rival sign going around, like, above the crowd.
Talking up.
I so want someone to stand there. I so want someone to stand there, point at like the WrestleMania song.
They're talking up.
God, really?
Punches, elbows, kick to the stomach. Wow, Breeze sold that big time.
He is selling those kicks brilliantly. Yeah. I have to admit.
Dave's going to kick him over the top rope. Nope.
Does they say "Hiya" every time he kicks?
Hiya.
Hideo's still kicking. Kick another kick.
Hiya!
Hiya! Right now he's doing like Daniel Bryan kicks, the way Daniel Bryan kicks all his opponents. Yeah,
pretty sure that's not going to do him any favors.
Three.
Hideo's in the
corner.
The corner, as Wayne says. The corner.
Looks like
he's going for a Bronco Buster, but obviously it's just a kick to the head. Oh, drop kick to the head.
Isn't that, I mean, essentially he's doing Daniel Bryan's moveset right now.
Yeah.
Let me know when the match is over because mine's ahead of y'all's again.
All right. One, two, three. Oh. Match just rang the bell. Hideo
can't get up on over holding his knee.
Yeah, all of a sudden his knee is hurting really, really bad and he can't walk after just doing a running knee in the corner.
Not a standing ovation, but the crowd's trying to get behind Hideo really bad.
I mean, it was...
I'll give it to them. They're trying.
Dude, I just... I can't... I don't connect at all with Hideo.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, his matches,
I think I could just go and watch a Daniel Bryan match and get more character.
Exactly. Damn. And at least Daniel Bryan, you can understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... He's not doing it for me, and I know what they want him to be a superstar because they want that Japanese market. But it just he's not connecting.
I really did like that figure four sharpshooter Breeze did. That was kind of neat.
You talking about the cloverleaf or the one on outside the ring?
No, the cloverleaf.
Well, yeah, that was
well. Marcus Louis didn't interfere. No,
I was going to say, DRG's lost points on that, but he got some for saying that.
Oh, that's right. You guys have your little point thing going on, don't you?
There was no GTS, so Katie lost hers.
Katie lost hers.
I'm telling you, they're probably going to save that for when he gets on the main roster.
WrestleMania moment.
Oh, he wouldn't do on the main roster. You're just going to get the...
Yeah, you're just going to get the CM Punk haters.
At least in NXT, they won't do it.
The main roster people won't care. Oh, here's Kevin Owens talking to the ref and William Regal.
I love Kevin Owens.
Regal looks so pissed at him.
I love it when fat people do well in wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here Solomon Crowe's interrupting.
Gives all of us hope, though. Oh.
Exactly. I could still do this. No, see, it's really fucking weird because all of their graphics have that kind of hacker-ish kind of thing to it, so it's not all Solomon.
Hey, it's my dude.
Here we go.
Oh,
shit.
Hazard's getting moist. Give it 2 minutes.
Hey, look.
Be getting moist.
Look, it's the fat.
Me and Mop will just go and have a fat.
All right, Mop. Hang on, Mop. This is where Bio and I, we don't disagree on a lot, but this is where we disagree mostly on. This match right here. This is Bio and I in the ring, essentially, is what's going to happen.
So you're rooting. Which one of you is rooting for the fat light skinned Taz?
That would be Bull Dempsey. So fuck off.
Bull Dempsey sucks.
You suck.
He's got what is his character? I'm angry white guy.
Likes it. He likes the brawler.
What is essentially everybody's character?
I love a brawler. I can't stand Bull Dempsey.
He looks like
a dirty bike or like a dirty white trash piece of shit.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying, but I do have to respect my boy. He backs up his bull. So there you go.
Sure.
Oh, here we go.
I don't like the fact that you know what the main thing is, Bio. I think it's his music. The fact that
there's
put a crowd chant in his music.
There's your Baron Corbin shirt that I was telling you about.
Oh, you're still ahead.
Yeah, you're ahead of us.
Baron Corbin's just walking out right now.
Oh, hell yeah, there is a Baron Corbin shirt. I get paid Weasel tonight, too. Price. Hell yeah.
I might buy that just for Wayne.
Guess what I'm going to be ordering here shortly.
Oh, you're not Corbin, Mark, as well.
Oh, dude, I fucking love his look, his attitude.
Oh,
it's not a bad shirt, man.
I wish he would...
Wow!
I wish he had more experience.
Oh wait, this is a no DQ, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, yes. That will allow Bull Dempsey to get the win. Sorry, so spoilers.
Is it gonna last longer than a minute and a half?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't think any of the other
Corbin shirt is such shit.
You don't like it?
You don't like it?
I think it looks like Guns N' Roses.
I just said that it's shit. What is with people? Yes, that's what I think.
But you'll miss the sarcasm, so we never know when you're telling the truth or not.
I'm such a little pissy mood today.
Really?
Bull just suplexed Corbin on the ramp.
Really?
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 What?
Really?
What?
Randy! Hey,
can we talk about what's going on in the ring, guys, please? I appreciate that. Thank you. Bull's ripping off Corbin's shirt because he wants to touch his skin, I guess. I don't know.
He didn't like the shirt either.
Yeah, there you go. He was just like heavy. He didn't like the shirt either. Uh-oh. We got some weapons. What do we got? Singapore cane? Probably. Oh.
Yeah,
oh, he's so, He's so dumb he picked the wrong side. Bit.
He's gone to the wrong end.
I wonder how much harder that the outside of that ring is that they got that monitor thing around it.
LED.
Yeah. Because that's got to be harder.
I want to see somebody break it.
Oh, I bet that thing will take a beating like you wouldn't believe.
Bull just slapped Corbin on the chest.
That's what I'd say.
Still got him on the outside of the ring. He's throwing him back in the ring.
No.
That's no. It's no DQ, but it's not false count anywhere, so they have to pin him in the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh.
Was sidewalk slam on Corbin's reverse sidewalk slam. Buster. Oh, thank you. Spine buster. Thank you.
If you're going to call it right.
Well, then you call it.
No, you're right.
Never tell Devil Vamp he's wrong. He doesn't like that.
I don't mind there being wrong.
There the crowd's just going to shit on his patch now. Oh, damn it.
Oh, brilliant, Bull. So he sort of closed.
Booing them. They botched a clothesline over the top rope.
I like that Bull just sort of flopped out. Like when you take a shit in a toilet bowl.
What's the crowd saying?
Bullshit, probably.
I think they're saying you fucked up or something. I don't know what they're saying.
Headbutt.
You're still way ahead.
Fine.
Whatever. I've paused it, waited.
Boom.
And it's still there.
He just did the headbutt.
Kicked out. He kicked out his headbutt. Corbin just kicked out. Well, Bull looks like he just took a pregnancy test and he was positive.
what is Bull Dempsey's finishing move?
The headbutt.
Off the top rope, he just did his finisher?
Just did it.
And that was basically...
He kicked out. He shrugged it off.
Screwy finish or Corbin win.
I was say, is this where Solomon Crowe's going to come out?
Oh, yeah, that's got to be a throwaway match.
Corbin into the stairs.
Wow, I don't know if that would make any sense, though, because this would be essentially the blow-off match for this feud, right?
Yeah, this is it. This is the last.
Interference from Solomon Crowe wouldn't make any sense in this.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Hmm.
Bull's looking for another weapon. Oh,
he hasn't found one yet.
He's not done a very good job with weapons, has he?
Yeah.
Anybody knows JoJo in the corner?
Oh, yeah, she's the ring announcer.
Yeah. End of days.
On the chair. No, chair's out of the way. He's going to kick out.
Three, Corbin wins.
No, he didn't.
That was bad. It was not a good
match. Well, that match was as good as the other two.
Boy, that's two. Crap. That's two bad matches in a row for Corbin.
Yeah.
I really don't think the Neville match was that bad. I think he got put in the ring. He made like one or two botches, and that was it. He definitely needs more practice. That goes without saying.
He's only in the ring for what, 3 minutes?
The Neville match.
So if he fucks up,
the Neville
match
was like 10 minutes, I think, maybe 5. Maybe
no,
eight.
It didn't go that long.
Mm-hmm. It did. Oh, Corbin took a chair and sitting in the middle of the ring.
I love the Corbin character. He's got to get better though in the ring.
Well, I mean, he's just like everybody else. They're new. He's brand new.
Yeah, he. That's
not
the problem.
He's a jobber. He's been there 2 years.
Yeah, he's been there a while. But you've got guys that aren't on TV that are way better performers than he is. He's just fucking 7 foot tall and fucking jacked.
He's not even.
I'm with DRG though. He needs to work on his abs. He needs to get rid of that.
The fat skinny look.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Part of the reason is he was fucking almost 300 pounds when he was playing football, I bet.
Oh yeah, you're probably right. Sami Zayn lacing up his boots, talking to Regal and the referee.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was a defensive lineman when he was a football player, or offensive lineman. I can't remember which one.
Why are they doing a WWE Network sign-up commercial?
They do it all the time.
Some people are watching free right now.
Well, they do
but
it.
That's what they're saying. Sign up for free now. It's like...
Yeah, but you've got to remember in the UK, it'll be on Sky. No, it won't. They've got it off Sky now.
They got it off Sky.
Yeah.
Like, completely no NXT at all?
Nope. Not on Sky now because the network launched. That's why we get main event and you lot don't.
Hello.
Yeah, that's a fair trade.
Sasha.
Oi, Bio's still ahead. I'm guessing that's what he whistled at.
Yeah. Why do you like Sasha? Oh, no, that's Becky. Oh.
See, I don't much care for
that one coming.
I'm like that right there. I would do in a heartbeat. I
love Bailey. She's
so my god.
That's a face. Oh, I love her.
Look at her stomach, Mom. Oh my god, her stomach is.
Yeah, but she's got a tight stomach, but she still has fucking hips.
She does, and she's got a butt.
Oh, the fucking ass is amazing.
The tag team match: Lucha Dragons versus
Jabba.
Oh wait, okay.
Two. Oh no, this is Creator Wrestler 1 and Creator Wrestler 2.
Yeah. Yes.
Because there is no
fucking... We'd recommend anyone who is listening to us doing a Nye Live podcast, watching thingy, go to the toilet now because this match is going to be bollocks.
You think this match can be bad?
So they're just the same spots with Kalisto and Sin Cara.
Did you hear... You heard the news about Kalisto, right?
Yeah,
no, he's not going to be a gay.
I heard. I read that in...
They already dismissed that.
Well, they dismiss a lot of shit. I'm sure it was talked about.
It probably was at some point. I mean, everything's talked about.
Exactly. And then they report the shit as news. Does he have a mask over his mask?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
He has a mask over his mask. A nice big pop for Blake and... what's his name?
Murphy?
That is their tag team name, by the way. Blake and what's his name?
Yeah. Yeah, the two random white guys with long hair.
Blake and Murphy. I can't believe I got them right. Blake and Murphy. That was a nice pop for them. I find it weird that an Australian guy and American guy, I want both of them to have an Australian accent for some reason. I don't know why. But I think it's because they look like brothers.
They kind of do, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why these two. What?
It's just time, Mop. It's time. It's time.
I don't see anything with these two that is even remotely entertaining.
Where's my vaudevillains? That's what I want to know.
Oh, dude, I love the vaudeville. I don't know what the hell happened with that.
They lost, and then I don't.
Well, I know, but it was like entertaining, and then they job out to everyone.
Yeah, everybody in the crowd does the Simon Gotch muscle pose.
I love it. I love it. I love those two, man. Those two are great.
I think Murphy has a really good drop kick.
He does have a really good drop kick. Of course, it's drop kick pose number 3 on
TK. Exactly. And this is, and they're doing taunt number 7. So
no one likes Irish punk. Okay.
No, you can only have 4 taunts according to the games.
Yeah. So now we're watching their tag team on the screen. Graphic.
Yeah.
Who's going to start out? Is it Blake or Murphy? I can't tell.
It's Creator Buddy Wrestler Murphy.
Too.
Oh, it's Wayne's favorite referee.
The bald black guy?
I do like that little guy.
Why? Because he reminds me of you?
That guy's a dick.
He's not.
Carl's starting out. He's pervy with the girls.
Was it Raw?
Tagged by Murphy or Blake. Double. The hell, that was a double jump? I don't know what that was.
That's Wesley Blake.
Double leapfrog. So is that fucking that cheeseburger guy from ROH that's the referee? That's what he looks, dude. He's scrawny.
Oh,
I think the crowd is waiting for the other matches.
They really are.
What the hell was that? What is this, botch singing tonight?
This is
botch tonight. Botch Cara is back. It looks like he hurt himself too.
Man. Triple H is about to get shit all over.
Oh my god, dude! This
that Divas match and that fucking final that main event better be good.
They better fucking bring it.
Daniel Bryan excited.
Well, you still got. I mean, you still got fucking Neville and Baylor. That's going to be good.
Sin Cara is what we're talking about. Sin Cara missed the Hurricane Rana, guys, and just rolled off Murphy. I guess
no, it wasn't a Hurricane Rana. It was an arm drag.
Oh, was it an arm drag?
I think so. I think his arm. He slipped off his arm.
Too much oil on Blake.
Greasy.
With
he got it out of his hair.
There we go.
That's
a hard and then the crowd pops for a fucking hurricane.
God damn it.
Kalisto.
Oh, God. Jesus. Botch?
What is with tonight?
My God. So basically, Kalisto went to do like a little leap over the top rope, just a little one, and he got his foot tangled in the rope and had to do it again.
Yeah, he tried to spring off the he tried to springboard off the second rope out of the ring and slipped.
Oh,
Jesus!
What the fuck? That was like a sunset drop flip. Or something.
It was a sunset bomb
off the rope.
God damn!
No, that was the top rope. Did you say top rope?
I just said rope, but yeah, top rope.
God, that was crazy.
It looked like it was painful.
They look very both teams look very confused right now. Murphy and Kalisto, and now springboard arm drag.
I hate to say it, but whatever chance Kalisto and Sin Cara had of coming up just got shot.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Both fucking up. Yeah.
Because they both took turns screwing up.
Kalisto. Oh, Sinton spring off of.
What if Triple H, before everybody came out, just said, "Everybody fuck up tonight because we're getting in trouble."
Everybody fuck up tonight so we can lower everybody's.
Do you know there is one man in this match that's not messed up yet? The little ref.
That guy.
That's helped.
I'm not a fan of that ref because I think there was like a Divas tag and he was like. No, there was no tag. Get out of the ring. And it pissed all the Divas off. I thought it was funny.
Ooh. Tag, Murphy and Blake.
Yeah, I'm a second behind you guys again. One, two.
Oh!
Ooh, that is pretty cool.
It's like a toss. Neck
it was
break,
a
double toss.
Yeah, they like double tossed him way up and like, I'm guessing a good 6 foot in the air and then fucking come down with the...
Wesley Blake hit him with the neck breaker.
Yeah. Neck breaker, like RKO.
I need to do more stuff like that. That's what fucking Cesaro and Kid do so well. All that tag team stuff. Like Sin Cara still in the corner. Blake's in the ring.
It makes sense of Kid and Cesaro be able to do it because those guys have a long history of tag team wrestling.
They've been doing it
forever, both of them.
Right. Yeah, I think everybody forgets that Cesaro was part of the, Kings of Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Did you almost say world's greatest tag team?
Yeah, I almost did.
Wrong two jacked guys.
Ooh. Sorry.
It's a little slow right now. Murphy's got Sin Cara in a chin lock. Sin Cara just did a tag in Kalisto. Murphy ducked the clothesline. Springboard twist crossbody.
But he fucking almost botched trying to get into the ring. Oh, Jesus Christ.
God dang.
Oh!
Oh, Jesus!
That was like a
just
Frankensteiner
broke his fucking neck.
That was like a Hernia Corona Frankensteiner. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, and he like went.
He does it every match.
I know, but the fucking dude landed like square on the top of his head.
Nope. Serena Del Sol countered by Murphy. Kalisto countering, trying to tag in Sin Cara. Sin Cara looks like he's going to die.
I saw a lot of weird game of pushy.
Yeah.
It's rugby, but.
That was a bad. God damn it. Chris.
All right, I'm going to go take a piss. Fuck this.
This whole night's been.
Crucifix pin, kick out. By Murphy. Reverse again by Murphy. Roll up by Kalisto. Nope. Reverse again.
Oh, this is.
That was a double bridge. That was a double. I don't know why the ref counted that. It was a double bridge by both of them.
It would have been a double count.
These guys are very not on the same page right now. These two tags are very confused. Tag by Kalisto and Murphy. Springboard off the top rope by Sin Cara. Crossbody roll up by Blake and Murphy. Two count kick out by Sin Cara.
There goes my theory about the ref not messing up.
Yep. Oh, nice roll up.
The ref hasn't messed up, though.
He counted a thing when it was a double.
Double counted
No, because if you remember, there's been plenty of matches in the WWE main roster that it's done that too.
Another roll up by Kalisto into a single arm reverse by Blake.
Two.
Sin Cara kicked to the face. Tag by Blake to Murphy. Sin Cara roll up again. Single arm clothesline with the power bomb. Single arm power bomb.
Oh.
Kick out.
Sin Cara roll one, up. Two. Kick out. Sin Cara's just gonna keep single arm powerbombing them.
This would have been a great match if they done it right.
It definitely had it had a chance to.
Kalisto in the corner.
Oh, Jesus, I think he screwed that up too.
Tagged in by Murphy. Tagged in by Blake to Murphy.
Sin Cara. Thing is, you're not gonna give him the benefit of the doubt now if they don't screw up. But it looks like you're gonna just
by Blake. One, two, three. That was frog fucked up.
Splash. I'm wondering. I'm gonna guess Sin Cara is on that tour of Abu Dhabi. I wonder if Kalisto's over there too, and they fucking everybody's fucking jet lagged because they all had to fly back today to do this show.
Sin Cara may not be on that.
No, Sin Cara is, I believe, back traveling with the main roster.
Yeah, Sin Cara.
Oh yeah, Sin Cara was on Raw last night.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, I think he's on a fucking winning streak on Raw, but is on a losing streak on NXT. Makes sense out of that.
He's only lost two matches. There you go.
Solomon Crowe trying to interrupt.
The takeover isn't over. It's only just begun.
And DRG's prediction was that for him to interfere next week. Tyler Breeze.
Next week. Stay tuned next week.
I'm curious how they're going to play a hacker gimmick into the wrestling ring.
DRG was saying it was he was going to interrupt Prince Pretty.
No, he didn't.
Isn't that what he said?
I've heard that somewhere. I heard somebody say that they was going to hack into his phone.
Yes, that's what we were talking about.
Yes, that was DRG saying Prince Pretty.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard the WrestleCast this week, so I don't know.
He said last week too.
Did he say it last week too?
Did the announcer say anything about that?
No, they never do.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like it's
hacked.
Like, yeah,
no,
I almost kind of don't want them to,
to know. Yeah,
to notice it.
I didn't know if they'd said anything. I have it turned down a little bit.
Graves has really stepped out of his line. He's done really well so far.
Well, like I said, my call this week, there was an interview with that Sam Roberts. And, dude, he's actually sounds like a pretty cool dude.
Everybody that I know that knows him has nothing but good things to say about him.
Right. And 40, I was
840. That means that Sami Zayn Kevin Owens match is going to last almost 30 minutes.
I'm saying they're going to give him 30 to 45 with video packages and shit.
This one will be 20. The girls will be 20. This one will be 20. The girls will be 20, and it's going to be it's going to be 30 minutes at least.
Yep. But I wouldn't give Graves a chance as a wrestler just because he looks like the other jackass that I can't stand.
Baron Corbin? Oh no,
yeah,
never mind.
Baron Corbin. Yes.
Seriously, Baron Corbin looks like that other jackass that you don't like.
No, not in. No.
Yes.
What's the other? Who's the other jackass you don't like?
CM fucking Punk.
Oh. I don't think he looks like. What?
Who? Graves?
How do you think he looks like CM Punk? Heavy.
Who? Corbin?
Yeah. Where do you see the resemblance?
The skinny
size
fat
and tattoos.
Oh, the tattoos.
Size, which was the first thing I said. That's a four-letter word. S-I-Z-E, size, and tattoos.
We didn't hear you, you asshole. You cut up.
Yeah, he did cut up a little bit.
What the fuck?
Well, good. Size and tattoos.
We didn't hear you. Solomon Crowe was trying to take over.
Yeah. Isn't Corbin like 2 inches taller than CM Punk?
I think he's more than two.
I'm not talking size. I'm not talking identical. Even 2 inches, really?
Oh, you're talking granted, shape.
Two inches means a lot to fucking Wayne, but 2 inches in size ain't shit.
But I don't know how much you want to believe it, but he's billed at 6'9", Corbin is.
That's the thing. They like to build the weights and everything as whatever the fuck they want.
Right.
Yeah, the weight definitely. I mean, what they UFC announced Punk was at 185, and they always announced him at 200.
That's because he dropped weight.
Yeah, I'm sure he did lose weight though, training for UFC.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they don't have.
I forgot we're going to see an entrance from fucking.
Do you think they're going to do the entrance?
Yeah, I do. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got to do something because this.
Right now we're watching a video from Balor, Neville talking about Balor and.
Yeah, but if they're going to do the entrance, dude, it probably takes him, what, an hour to put that fucking paint on?
Yeah, but he's probably had it on for a while, though.
That's probably true, too.
Yeah. Neville's coming out first.
Of all the new shirts that I've seen, which I think most of them are NXT, Balor's the one that I like.
I do like his shirt.
They gave him I don't like that they gave him another new one. Like, but I didn't like the first one. But the I new didn't know one,
they,
I love.
They gave him another new one. I haven't seen it yet.
It kind of looks like his face paint with the whole mouth being on the top of the shirt. Like, and the back it says Finn Balor.
It's the Venom. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, the Venom look.
Yeah. Like the whole one with his face on the front, I don't like many shirts with people's face on it.
What the hell was like, that? Neville?
Neville's coming to the ring, doing his wearing his best Stone Cold Steve Austin attire. Oh no, he does have some color in there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got
it looked like
fly.
He just had black fucking trunks with black boots and big ass knee pads.
Here comes Neville, slid in, just went up on top of the second rope.
Dude, that is a fucking jacked little motherfucker. You know that?
Man, he is so big. He's so
here
jacked.
We go.
His riblets.
Jesus Christ. Fuck him.
Here's the entrance, guys. The entrance we've been waiting for. There's a good possibility all of us may be quiet during this.
Well, how do you commentate over, well, he's slithering to the ring. He stands up.
If we're quiet, we're watching the Baylor entrance, guys, if we're quiet. Neville, you can get an ear tuck, dude. They do that.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Yeah, they're doing the heartbeat, so he's doing something.
Yeah, it's the full-on music.
I'm still curious how they pull this off for the main roster.
Oh, it's going to be so good. This at WrestleMania?
Oh, that's what I was thinking. WrestleMania would be fucking epic.
So I think it's the same paint.
It's the same paint, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll probably do the same paint all the time. It's they don't like changing up too much.
It almost brings up a good question that we brought up on Anything Goes. Is
no, it's different paint.
Who's going to get the special entrances this year at WrestleMania?
Oh yeah, who is going?
Did we talk about that on Anything Goes? Oh no, I just froze.
It's different paint.
The face part's the same. The chest is different.
Yeah, it's good. He's got a tongue coming out of it this time.
Well, I mean, special interest is going to be Sting, Triple H.
Every person in that arena is standing on their feet.
Oh, yeah. I will give it to Finn Balor. I was not a big fan just because of all the fucking smarky smarks that you have to listen to. Oh, Prince Devitt's the greatest fucking wrestler in the world. But
DRG.
He's pretty goddamn good.
Well, that's the thing, Mop. You hate everything that everybody loves, and then when it comes down to you liking it, you have to be like, yeah, I kind of like him.
Yeah, I know.
If there comes up a buzz about something, you're like, fucking hate it. So fucking
he doesn't adopt. He doesn't adopt.
He bit the fucking camera.
He did. Yeah, he bit it twice, actually. He's such an entertainer, is what I like about him. He's just an entertainer.
Yeah, that's what. I mean, that's what
you have to be pure entertainment just to do this.
They put the fog machine in the corner.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Look at that. That is amazing.
Yeah, you guys are ahead of me by a second, but no biggie. Oh,
so good, man.
Oh, that looks fucking awesome. And he's come out with some crazy things. He's done Joker. He's done Hannibal Lecter, where they pushed him out in the car, all strapped up in a straitjacket.
You see them doing Joker? I don't see them doing Joker, do you?
I'm surprised they're doing Venom.
Well, the thing is, it's Venom without being Venom.
Yeah you're really right. Venom. You're right.
He's got wings on his back this time. Look
didn't fucking Mysterio used to do the superhero but not superhero costumes?
Yeah.
He did Joker.
And end up getting
Joker.
In trouble for it?
He did Captain America. He did Silver Surfer. Yeah.
He didn't get in trouble. He didn't get in trouble for it.
I thought they made him quit doing
it. He just hasn't been in a WrestleMania match for a couple of years.
that is true.
Look at the wings on his back, guys, when he turns.
God, that looks so fucking awesome.
That looks awesome.
What would be great is if they were to sign Blue Pants, because that's kind of her gimmick on the indies.
That would be
of cosplay.
Oh, that would be sweet.
I want them to sign Havoc so bad.
She's in TNA. They're not going to sign her.
But is she signed to TNA after the rebranding, whatever?
No, she...
I thought so.
I don't think she was in a... I don't think she had an official contract. I thought it was a per-date deal.
Was it?
No, it's TNA contracts. She hasn't been in the ring yet? She hasn't been back in the ring yet?
No, I don't think so. Okay. No, you know what? Yes, she was. She was in there when Karma came
lockdown.
In.
Lockdown.
She did lockdown.
So yeah, she must. She's got to be under at least some sort of a contract with TNA.
They need to re-sign Alpha Female, because I want to see Alpha Female versus Havoc.
Went straight into a headlock.
I wonder what happened with that.
Baylor just pushed him against the rope. Neville did a nice check to him.
Alpha Female was a per-day contract.
Neville's trying to keep Baylor on his back.
What now? If I heard correctly, these two have never actually faced each other.
Ever?
Like ever.
Oh, sweet. Crowd's getting behind them.
Because if I heard correctly, Pac was with WWE before Devitt really hit the scene.
Kick out.
Kip up.
Yep. Baylor just shoulder checked Neville and then did a kick up.
Kip up.
Oh, I like it.
Oh.
Hold up. And a drop kick by Baylor.
See, now you're behind again.
Oh, shit. I just got to the drop kick.
Baylor sizing up Neville on the outside.
Son of a bitch.
You know Triple H was like, you guys are going to have to save this shit.
Well, I mean, it kind of was a 3 fucking match card anyway.
Drop kick by Baylor on Neville.
I mean, all the matches we've seen so far were pretty much filler matches for this, the woman's, and the... Yeah, but it didn't really have a feud to it.
By Neville, springboard off top rope on Neville. Neville drop kicking Baylor.
Ooh, caught him.
Two. Another headlock.
Let me see if I can catch up.
Another headlock by Neville on the ground. He's trying to keep Baylor on the ground. How does he get the paint not to come off on Neville?
I don't know, because Goldust and Stardust come off all the time.
Yeah, all over everybody.
So I wonder if he's using...
I think it's like airbrush, like makeup.
Oh, that could be.
Airbrush makeup.
Now, who does
it? It's probably whatever the paint or makeup's base is.
Who does Baylor's paint? Because he can't do that himself.
No, you can watch a video online of a woman doing it.
Yeah, he probably still came up with the design. Guys.
Just getting off the mat, two forearms, that was midsection, and then a elbow.
You think it's
two?
You think it's just a makeup artist for WWE?
Yeah, he probably comes
up with
it.
I'd like to think it's the same woman that he's brought around and done all along the indies and stuff, but it probably isn't.
Probably not.
Maybe it's Becky.
Are they a thing?
No, they're... He's evidently, she's his protege.
Becky?
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Becky Lynch?
Yeah.
Huh.
I haven't been impressed with her yet, but I'll give her a chance. Yeah.
It's a little slow right now, guys. That's what we're not really... I mean, it's just a bunch of kicks to the corner and chokings, and Neville's trying to keep Baylor on the ground. Elbow to the top of the head by Neville on Baylor.
I want to be able to jump over the top rope like
another
that.
Another chin lock.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Are you to the drop kick yet?
I don't think so. Am I that far behind? They're still on the ground. Crowd getting behind Baylor. Baylor.
Forearm.
Yep, forearm. to Neville.
Punch to the head.
Punch to the head. There you go. Irish whip to the corner by Neville.
He's doing a stall fucking suplex.
Jump out.
Yeah, you're way ahead.
Way ahead.
Edge.
Up, oh, drop kick. There it is.
Yep. Oh,
that was a
yeah.
sweet looking drop kick.
God dang, that was good.
You're way ahead. You're like probably about 10 seconds
ahead. I'm Paul. Oh, no, I'm more than 10.
Neville's just stood up.
Let me know when he does the stall.
Grabbing the head. Pulling Baylor up.
Neville's got him over.
He just picked him up for the suplex.
Suplex. Yeah, that's the stall
and
right
stall. There. Slam.
Okay.
Slam.
We're back.
One, two, kick out by Baylor.
Okay. I'm like half a second ahead here.
I know they're waiting to get this started. I know they're trying to tell us the story.
Yeah, you gotta build up. You can't just go balls to the wall the whole fucking time.
See, his paint is coming off.
It's coming off, but it's not coming off on Neville.
Yeah.
It's coming off on Neville's wrist straps.
Neville oiled up, that's why.
I wonder if Stardust and Goldust are using some kind of a grease-based paint, and he's not. Yeah.
I know Stardust uses a grease paint. I've seen him put it on.
It's probably not coming off on Neville because he holds the power of the Triforce.
Is he going to star on Netflix Zelda? Baylor getting out of another chin lock that Neville said. Neville's been keeping him on the ground all day. Punch to the head by Baylor. Punch to the head by Baylor.
Which
Irish
is weird.
Reversal.
Okay. Oh.
Ooh. Nice. That is so pretty.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
That was beautiful.
That is very pretty. But now, isn't part of Pac's offense like aerial? So why would he want to ground the match?
Because he's stronger than. Because he's stronger than.
Oh,
Baylor.
He's clearly stronger.
Baylor going out, jump. Senton on the outside.
He hurt his butt.
Yeah.
If anybody fits the Mighty Mouse gimmick, it's fucking Neville.
That's a tail right there, buddy. Whole crowd chanting NXT.
He said, my ass hurt. My ass hurt. Really,
that's my ass.
He really hurt his butt.
Yeah, he did.
He's taking the 10 seconds.
And he's slithering.
Yep, slithering in.
Slithering around the ring.
Right outside.
They're looking up the girl's
hey,
skirt.
Hey, JoJo.
A sliver match.
He's stalking Neville.
Oh, barricade.
Shit. Oh, drop kick to the barricade. Through the chair to the barricade.
Why does this match remind me of Harry Potter?
NXT crowd chanting, holy shit.
That and it's not getting bleeped. Holy crap.
It's no, because it's on the network.
Well,
and you know, you can get the network for only $9.99.
No, you can get it for free.
Yeah, unless you're already a fucking subscriber and you still got to pay for the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
It's free for new subscribers. They said that already.
Fuck you. So you're double giving
kick to the back of Neville's head.
That was pretty sweet.
Two count, kick out. Wow. From the top rope, drop kick to the back of his head.
Double foot stomp.
Double curb stomp, yeah.
I wonder how bad does that really hurt, like that double stomp that Baylor does or Low-Key does. That's gotta fucking hurt.
Top rope, jump down on the back of his head.
Yeah, Cesaro did it for a while, too.
Yeah, that's right. Cesaro did do that.
But he didn't do it from the top rope.
He's a big fucking dude, though.
Neville's got him in a reverse DDT. Nope. Balor fought out.
Well, that was
huge elbow. Huge elbow on Balor by Neville.
Spin kick. Front kick. Spin back kick.
And run kick.
Pele.
Spin out of it. Pele kick. Nice
super kick.
Goddamn super kick.
He shrugged off that Pele kick. Shrugged it off.
Is anybody else kind of tired of the super kick?
Yeah. It takes away from Sweet Chin Music.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Usos. The Usos do it really well.
I don't mind the super kick, but the Young Bucks suck.
I honestly have never watched a Young Bucks match.
Wayne, you all right? You watching this? You fall asleep?
No, I'm here.
Second, you're playing me. Wow.
Yeah, so Wayne, we're talking about NXT, not movies.
Yeah, there's our next podcast idea. We're gonna like three people gonna pick a fucking movie and make Wayne watch it with us.
Wayne and Kata.
I'm down for that. Neville's got Baylor on the waist.
German.
I have to say though, that old school at the movies was the best. Wayne just, I don't know why I'm here.
I don't even know why I'm here.
Ooh, that was good.
German suplex into a bridge pin. Kick out by Baylor.
Neville picked up Baylor and just held him there for a few seconds, and then German.
I
was going to say, there was that one podcast idea we had called Teaching Wayne Shit.
Oh, that would be great, too.
Yeah, we do it on satire.
Which is why I don't know it.
I know. Neville lined up Balor for something.
Take a shit.
Oh, shit.
He landed.
He landed right. That was beautiful.
Was that Red Arrow?
Shooting star?
No.
It looked like Red Arrow from the second rope.
It wasn't Red Arrow. It looked like that damn move Seth Rollins did.
Phoenix Splash.
Yes. Yeah, it was a Phoenix Splash in the second rope. I can't believe he fucking did that. That was crazy.
Oh, dude, this motherfucker's insane. He could probably do it from the ground. Like standing up, just jumping straight in the air and doing it.
Ooh, uppercut.
Mm.
Nice European uppercut to the corner. Running.
And now he's grinding.
Yeah.
He's twerking on him.
Baylor came running after him, but Neville turned around, elbowed him. Baylor spin. Enziguri. No. What do they call that?
I don't know what it's called. Now, do you guys like the forearm strike better than the punches, or do you like the forearms?
I like forearm better.
Forearms better?
Woo!
Oh, Jesus.
What a clothesline.
That was better than a face, don't it?
The forearm is legal in pro wrestling. The fist is not.
Dude, there's nothing illegal at this point. Here we go.
Oh. Ooh.
God.
One, two. Oh, damn.
Kick out. Neville just kicked out of it.
I think we all voted Baylor on this match, though.
What was it called? What was that called?
I don't know. I didn't catch it.
It was like a reverse.
I think he's gonna do the stomp, miss, red arrow, miss, and then stomp. Oh. Holding on to him like a bitch.
Not gonna stop. Neville just jumped on Baylor's leg in the corner.
Ooh.
Bunch of fists. Enziguri to Baylor. Neville's got him up in a
World's Strongest Slam.
World's Strongest Slam.
Neville just World's Strongest Slam Baylor.
That's funny because
essentially a body slam as well.
Just before this started, they re-showed the Mark Henry clip.
Yes.
Wow.
This is the match. Here you go. Red Arrow.
No. On Baylor.
I can't see Neville winning. Set up.
Oh.
Knees. Caught with the knees.
God. Dang.
Kick out. 1-2.
Did he kick out? Oh, shit.
Kick out.
His pain on his nose keeps making me think he has a bloody nose.
Bray does that to me on the one on his arm, that big red fucking tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's bleeding every time I see it.
Drop kick to sending him to the turnbuckle.
Here comes the stomp.
He's not facing the right way.
Oh, God, that's got to hurt.
Three. There it is. Baylor winner.
He's got a pretty cool song, too.
I downloaded it on iTunes.
He's the full package. He's everything.
And I like the song for his entrance, too, where it's got that little bit of a stall and then pop up.
It goes doom.
So you guys think that was better than the Hideo match or not?
Yes.
Than the first one?
By far. This has been the match of night so far, and it's only going to get better, I think, of each match.
No, I meant Baylor versus Hideo.
Yeah.
Oh, that was better.
But then again, I don't like Hideo, so I'm biased.
You thought that one was better, Wayne?
I thought this one was better out of the two, yeah. they had really good chemistry. And I think the fact that they had a little bit extra time so they could build up, have the slower start, and then the some of the match was great.
Time to go to the main roster. Neville, you're ready, man. You're ready, dude.
I want to agree with you, but is he just going to get up there and be
the only thing he's Justin Gabriel? Is lack of his character.
Yeah, he's going to get up there and flounder.
You think
right.
so?
If he comes up, he's got to be a tag team. It's got to be as a tag team, and they got to be contenders. If not, he's going to be.
Where is he going to fit in the main roster?
I don't know. That's to wait until after WrestleMania and let them filter these guys out because they're going
to. They're not going to give in. They're not moving anybody up till after the main roster. Till after Mania.
There's a lot of guys on the main roster that they have to get rid of, and they're going to. I think they're going to start doing releases every year.
Well, shake Baylor's hand.
Here very soon, you're going to see Kane go away for retirement. Your Big Show is going to be going away. Mark Henry's going to be going away.
Just looks disappointed in himself and walks out of the ring.
I thought it was going to be like a dirty little super kick then. But...
I thought it was too. Yeah. I thought he was going to turn around and kick him.
So what do you guys think of that? Were they the fucking Mutual Admiration Society shit?
What?
When done right, it's good.
Yeah,
but they do it for every match. Every fucking match. Neville has done it for every single match that of his. He did it with. Zane. He did it with Zayn. He did it with Baylor here for that's the last two. I thought he did it the first time. With
no, he didn't do it. He didn't do it with Bo.
Do it with Bo or Baron.
Well, no, Baron was the interference, so there was no chance to.
God dang. That Phoenix splash from the second rope.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he controls his body like that.
A lot of trampoline.
Phew. Lots.
I heard that for certain guys, they would tighten up the ropes a little bit more.
I'm sure.
It makes sense.
Those NXT ropes are pretty tight, man.
Well, they have to be for these guys to pull these moves off.
Yeah. I listened to the Jericho podcast that had Rey Mysterio on it. They said for a lot of the high flyers right before the match, they'll tighten up the ropes. So.
I have no desire to listen to Rey Mysterio talk about anything.
I like Mysterio.
I did. The end of his career just was
winning time.
Yeah. But you can't overlook what he's done, though.
Yeah.
That's it, bitch.
You don't like her?
It's rad. No.
Oh, that's my girl right there.
Dude, I would.
No, she's not going to win.
There's Pop, not.
Let me tell you, man. Let me tell you how stunning she is in person. She is stunning in person.
Which one?
Flair. Charlotte.
My only problem with Flair, she doesn't really have hips.
Yeah, that's true. She is stunning.
No butt.
No butt at all.
Yeah.
I need to buy my NXT tickets on Friday.
Yeah, you do.
NXT for what?
Cleveland.
They're going
to
be in
Cleveland. Oh, they're coming to Cleveland now, too?
Oh, yeah, the next day. And it works perfect because it's a Friday. But tickets for Columbus went on sale, and they were sold within, hours.
Well,
I thought I read they were sold out.
Yo, fuck yeah, dude. They were sold out quick.
Yeah, Columbus is sold out. Cleveland is the one that... They don't go on sale until Friday.
Well, I sent you a screen cap of the secondary prices being, cheapest at $500.
Yeah, because that's people trying to make a profit off of it.
Well, I know, but
that's with any ticket. That's with any ticket.
Yeah,
that's a huge markup, though.
Because they know it's part of a convention and people are going to pay that price.
I know, and I really wanted to go to that.
I wish Bailey would belly to Bailey me.
Mm-hmm. Mop, come up to Cleveland. Let's go to Comic-Con together. We can either meet Paige and Dolph Ziggler or Karen Gillian, whichever.
Karen Gillian.
I know.
Whoever voted Becky, I don't think Becky's gonna win.
Yeah, I don't see Becky pulling it off.
Wayne, you remember who voted for Becky? Oh, it was Ann.
That's what I thought. It was Ann.
But I do see this being Sasha's way of getting the title without beating Charlotte.
Yeah.
Think any of us called Sasha?
I'm telling you, I got a feeling it's going to be Sasha.
I think somebody
Katie. I think that was Katie.
Yeah, because I said Bayley, and then you said Charlotte, and Wayne said
Bayley.
Because I've got a good feeling that Charlotte's going to be your next person off of NXT on the main roster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That goes without saying. Oh, yeah.
So she's they've got to get the belt off of her before then.
Come on, Four Horsewoman.
Yeah.
It would be neat. That would definitely be cool.
But who would you put in it?
Speaking of...
Could you have these four in it?
I was just going to say, Wayne, let's take these four and have them be the Four Horsewomen.
No, he's talking about his four horsewomen that he did.
Will never happen.
Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue has got Rousey in it, and she looked fucking awesome.
Does she look good?
Oh, my God.
Granted, Rousey being in it is the long stretch, but the other three are highly possible.
Oh, well, yeah.
What are the other three? Besides, well, Charlotte, what are the other two?
Charlotte, Natalya, and Tessa Blanchard.
Now, what about this? What about this, guys, putting, and I know this is like a long stretch, and I'm sure I'm about to get shit on, but what about putting Stephanie in as the talker?
I don't care.
No.
Stephanie as the J.J. Dillon? No.
Yeah.
No, Steph's kind of out of that role now at this point. You know what I mean? I would do her in a fucking heartbeat. I don't care what
she said. Oh, my God, no. She's so fucking ugly.
I would. I'm not going to lie.
Okay,
then. Dude, the facial looks... Facial looks matter to me less than body. For real.
I'd stick my dick in it.
Honestly...
anything.
Honestly, eyes fucking turn me on more than face does.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
I know, I can't help it. I'll be that creepy fucker that cuts people's eyes out and keeps them on like a fucking necklace or something.
You're going to be Jacob Goodnight.
There you go. God, she looks good. I just don't like the headbangy shit.
She's wearing her Sasha outfit.
I thought it was Sasha when she was warming up.
Oh, she's so good looking. I just need a good Scot woman, a good Scottish woman.
She's Irish.
You just want the accent. Idiot.
I do, dude. I just want the accent. I want the red hair too.
The only fucking chick I don't like is the one with Enzo and Cass. I don't like her at all.
That group pisses me off now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Enzo and Cass are faces. And
yeah,
he's a heel.
She took the fun out of it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping they do sign that Blue Pants and they put Blue Pants with them and kick fucking the other chick out.
Oh, walking down the ramp right now. This is gonna be the secret match of the night. The sneaky match of the.
I'm pretty sure this is my favorite entrance.
This is the secret match of the night, though, Devil, considering it's the second, the second main event.
What's the second main event?
This. Do you know what I mean? It's like the one before the main event.
Whatever Mop said.
The semi.
Semi-main. There you go.
Sleeper match.
You see that sign behind Charlotte? If you're going to do it like a boss.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest here. Is there any one of these chicks you would kick out of bed?
Sasha.
You're full of shit.
Off. Yeah,
you
whatever.
Are full fuck of off. Fucking shit.
I was waiting for everybody to jump on. Becky and Charlotte starting.
And Bayley's just kind of there.
Bayley just got pushed over again by Sasha. There's going to be, oh my God.
Bayley's getting bullied.
Becky and Sasha teaming up together.
That's why I think this is Bayley.
Probably just double clothesline.
Oh, roll up. One. Roll up. Three. Oh,
Bayley, dude, that would have been epic, dude.
If they'd have ended it right there.
Oh my God.
Everybody would have been like, what the fuck? This is stupid.
What the hell?
she did her dad. Charlotte just did her dad. Ooh. Charlotte
Jeez.
Just fell off the
So ooh, how long?
That girl's got a flag. God damn it!
Hey, I think she did break it.
She broke it.
She did break it. Son of a bitch. We were just talking about that.
Sasha Charlotte into the side of the ring. And if you guys have never watched NXT, the side of the ring has LEDs on two sides of it. And Sasha threw Charlotte into it and just broke the LED lights on it. That was fantastic.
It's not fucking working.
It's so awesome.
I so hope that that was like a work and there's someone turn it off backstage, because little bits like that are just amazing.
No, dude, they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, they would have. They would have done that, just like the breakaway stage when Cena and Ryback.
That's Triple H show. And look, Vince, look what we can do.
Yeah, but
a breakaway
stage is a lot different than just someone turning the lights off in the back.
Yeah. What the fuck?
It's a break that they planned on happening.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and I don't care if it was planned or not. The fucking Brock Big Show ring break was fucking awesome.
Sasha and Becky Lynch just cradled Bayley, threw her into the corner, and then they both tried to pin her.
Ooh. Grabbing her by the, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Nice.
I like the Bam Bam ECW one where he fell.
That was a T-bone suplex by Becky. A pump handle suplex by Becky.
This is a good looking
suplex. Another drop kick on Bayley by Becky Lynch.
Now is Becky Lynch, was she Shoho, or was she indie wrestler?
She was indie.
Was she?
She was trained by Baylor. I told you that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah, I didn't know it, but fucking Velvet Sky was indie before TNA.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Velvet was it Velvet who was Ohio?
She was Connecticut as well.
No, Madison.
I think Bio might be right. I think it might be Bailey's time. I think this might be Bailey.
I'm saying Sasha.
Bailey's getting her ass beat tonight.
Either way, I think this is the way to get the belt off of Flair. And then they'll do the rematch at the next show.
What the hell is that? It's like a close. What is that?
It's a reversed figure four?
Four? I guess. I don't know what that was.
It was kind of neat.
My fear is Bailey is going to be Emma 2.0. She's going to get to the main roster and she's going to die.
And they're going to give her a pink sock? Yeah.
someone's gonna give her a pink sock.
I think the only thing that's gonna save Bailey is the little girls, possibly, that are gonna be behind Bailey.
Yeah, but I think you kind of have that a little bit with AJ Lee and Paige.
Sasha's got Becky Lynch in plank position.
One of the things that fucked Emma was they took her entrance away.
Keep on the top rope. Drop kick.
So if they go taking Bailey's entrance away, and you know they don't give her the blowy stick figure things.
Broke up the pin. Clothesline.
I'm curious how long they have Emma under contract, too. I wonder if they'll give her another chance.
She's coming back down to NXT.
Oh, yeah. But I wonder if they'll actually give her a chance, or is she just going to be a jobber in NXT? Nope.
She's fighting Carmella.
Ugh.
I can't stand Carmella.
I can't either. No use for her at all.
If they would have made her like funny.
Ooh, I like that. Break her off the second rope.
If they would have made her
one,
funny.
One, two. Sasha breaking up.
Okay, purple hair is not a good idea.
And she just lost part of her hair, I think.
One of the extensions. Is she getting balder? Right. The forehead is growing as the match goes on.
Sasha Charlotte trading elbows back and forth. Kick to the stomach by Sasha. Knee to the stomach by Sasha. Another knee. Sasha's showboating again.
I love that. I love the fucking attitude.
Ooh, spear.
Ooh, shit. Spear
by good Charlotte looking. On Becky. Yeah.
Good looking spear.
I'm sure everybody would want to get speared by her.
Cool.
Oh,
oh shit. Oh.
Bailey just did like a backstabber, but it was sort of like reverse. It was like on the front of Sasha.
Is that the code? No, Codebreaker's still on the back too, ain't it?
That was a Codebreaker. Her boobs are falling out.
That works for me.
We're going to have a nip slip tonight.
Yeah. The problem it'll be fucking Bull Dempsey's nips.
It'll be Kevin Steen's nips.
Although I don't know how much nips he's got left. The fucker's lost most of his weight.
Sasha's rearranging Charlotte in the corner for a plank position in the corner. She's gonna do her knee drop.
Ooh.
Nope.
Ooh.
Oh, what
the hell? That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So
oh hell yeah.
Double plank position. Becky is on the bottom.
It looked good.
The fans are going nuts for this match.
Knees on the corner.
Yeah, because it's a good match.
Yeah. The referee bunny hop.
It's not Wayne's little scrawny black guy.
Sasha's doing the classic thing and a pin.
And Bailey.
Ooh.
Bailey.
Wait, was that a wrestling from Bailey?
It was a T-bone.
It's only Charlotte.
Running at Charlotte.
She needs to do the Rikishi Bud is what she needs to do.
Couple shoulder barges, running shoulder barges in the corner on Charlotte from Bailey.
Elbow, yeah. Tightening up her hairband.
Boom. Another one.
Okay, you tightened up your ponytail Bailey for that.
Bailey. Belly to Bailey.
Nope. What is she trying
to do? Putting her onto the top rope. Bailey's putting Charlotte perched.
Touching her boobs.
Oh, I like boob touching.
Oh, Hurricane Rana.
Nice.
Hurricane Rana.
Look at that butt.
That butt is nice. And she's got that fucking girl next door look to her, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
keep it in your pants, Mob.
Belly to Bailey.
Sasha's going to come in.
Yeah, when it's getting broke up.
Wow, Becky Lynch pulls her off. Pull out.
Becky Lynch pulls out.
Becky Lynch pulls
hey,
out.
They got it working again.
The sign's back on.
That was pretty cool.
She tried to do a...
Sami Zayn.
A lot of that corner. She tried to do a drop kick where Sami Zayn jumped through. She tried to do a drop kick through the corner into Becky on the other side.
Oh!
Ooh!
That's called...
Sasha just did a suicide dive through the second rope.
Outside dive. You don't see a lot of this with women's matches.
Oh, fuck. You don't see any of it with women's matches.
They're actually...
you don't.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to see it in the minute and a half that they're allowed in the ring.
Charlotte's going to do a dive.
No. She's too big to dive out of the ring.
She's a big old girl.
She is compared to the others. She honestly is probably...
Oh, she
did. God damn.
Cross body to all three of them from the outside. From the inside to the outside.
Uh-oh. Becky's boob was about out.
They all did a boob.
They're all pulling their shirts up.
You can see tan line on Becky.
Becky should be... No, that's her bra.
Is that a bra or tan line?
That was her bra.
Bra.
She's wearing a nude bra.
I liked the idea better when it was her tan line. I can use that later.
You're a perv, but you're my kind of perv, Mop.
Oh, fuck, dude. I don't know.
Of a mop.
Uh-oh.
Motherfucker.
Another T-bone suplex.
She's got that fucking move, buddy.
Still trying to fix her bra. She knows her bra's wrong. Two, kick out. Charlotte kicks out in two. Or does she? She got most of it fixed.
Yeah, you can just see the little flesh colored part of it. I'll tell you what, I'm liking Becky a lot more in this match than I have.
Crowd's starting to get pumped back up. European uppercut to Charlotte.
Is that a rule that only Europeans can do the European uppercut?
Maybe.
that would be funny.
Well, you know, it's just like every Puerto Rican does a backstabber.
Sasha back.
Every Samoan does the Samoan drop.
Bailey hit Enziguri.
Bailey's kind of punching.
Oh, German suplex.
Nice.
Bailey to Bailey from the top.
Oh, please.
Is he really going to?
Oh, please. That would be awesome.
It is.
Oh.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Sasha, God.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Dude, I just really believe Sasha is just
Oh, my God. Kick out.
Don't like the fact Charlotte is smiling and like, fucking idiot. Yeah.
Charlotte, you shouldn't do that. Don't do that again. Bailey, it wasn't from the top rope. It was from the second
rope.
Second. Still, that still looked good.
The hell?
Oh, that's nice.
That's the bank statement.
That's what fucking Cena should be doing. Learn from Sasha, Cena. God damn, that looks like it hurts.
It's not quite the same move as the STF, but...
Sasha is going at it on Charlotte.
That sounded really good.
Yeah, it sounded good, didn't it?
Charlotte, Sasha's really going at it on Charlotte.
Charlotte is reaching for the
rope. Yeah.
Don't you tap. Don't you fucking tap.
She's not going to. Come on.
She cinches it in again. Damn.
God.
Do you think she can touch the fucking heel to the back of her head?
She's gonna.
She's gonna tap. She's gonna tap. Ain't.
Nope.
She's gonna power. Oh no.
1, 2, 3.
What?
Yes, I was right. Thank you.
We were all wrong except for whoever voted for Sasha.
I don't think any of you guys did.
Katie voted for Sasha.
Did she?
Yeah.
I said, as soon as Mob said that, I was like, oh fuck, you're right.
Yeah. I and then they're going to give Charlotte a one-on-one rematch at the next event, and then Charlotte will be on the main roster.
Don't you cry. Don't you cry.
No, she needs to cry. That's a big moment.
No.
It's not character.
But keep it in character. It's still a TV show. You are still a character.
Every women's champ has cried, so it would be nice that there ain't one.
Right.
Paige cried,
She did that I told you so.
Yeah, be a Charlotte fucking bitch. Be an absolute bitch that she wants.
She is being a bitch. She's totally showboating right now.
Thank you.
Whole crowd. Charlotte's crying.
Go over and shove it in her fucking face.
That sounded wonderful.
I know.
In your face.
In your face, you bitch.
That was a great match.
It was very good. That was very entertaining.
Gosh, she sold that pump handle.
But the question is, was it better than Baylor Neville?
Oh, it's close.
That's
very close.
The fatal four ways on NXT have been fantastic. Every single one of them.
Here's the thing. Do you think the Divas could pull this off if they were given time?
No.
The current Divas?
I think so if you get the right women. If you're doing, like, Summer could do it, Paige could do it, Emma could do it.
Natty could do it.
Natty. But, like,
but I don't think Cameron, Brie, Nikki.
Cameron, no.
Yeah. What's the one, the darker skin black chick? I think she
could do it.
Naomi.
Yeah, Naomi. I think she could pull it off.
I think she could do.
Like, but Eva Rosa, Marie, no.
God, the fucking...
I mean, you really can't count Eva Marie. She doesn't even really go on the road with WWE. She's only gets used when Total Divas is on, and I can't even remember the last time she was on TV.
I believe there's a issue with her and one of her breasts popping or something.
She did. She had surgery.
Yeah, she had surgery recently. But
yeah, so I mean,
WWE is only using Eva Marie for that. So, like, when the show is on, they throw her on Raw and everything, and then they take her right off.
Sasha's going to cry.
It's almost a joke.
No, she's not.
Charlotte's extending her hand to Charlotte.
I'm already ahead of you guys. I believe she was trapped.
They hugged. Sasha just pushed her away. Oh, she's showboating.
Let me know when she's standing on the ramp holding the belt up. Because I'm back. I had to fucking reset
Charlotte.
You're not watching fucking NXT. You should watch NXT just for Divas on this fucking show. My God.
If you're not watching the indies, you should watch the indies for the women.
There you go. I'll go with that, too.
Mop, she's been holding up the belt on the ramp now.
Okay.
It
just went black.
I was trying to say it, but I was trying to say it, and they were yelling. So
that's fine.
I gotta get.
I'll get synced back up here eventually.
They're doing the WrestleMania.
In synced back up.
God, that match was so fucking awesome. Oh, they got me.
Yeah, that was very good. Yeah,
see, See, I think with the current divas, it could be done. I mean, granted, I think the only one lacking is Cameron. I think all of them can do it.
Yeah.
Even the Bellas.
I think they can. I don't think they'll ever be allowed. At least not the current state of...
Well, I'm wondering if WWE just cuts them because they want to try to do so many other storylines. It seems to be the problem. The real problem on the main roster is overpopulation.
Cameron asked,
"That's why I said you need
to start it's not. I don't know if it's overpopulation or if it's the same people taking up the same amount of time or extra time every single show."
Guys, Cameron dropped back down to NXT. She hasn't been on TV, and I can't remember how long.
Yeah, that was a whole.
She's been on Superstars.
But I mean, if you think about it, the Authority and Rollins and Daniel Bryan and Reigns have pretty much, that's an hour and a half of your show every week.
So then do you split the roster again?
No, I say take some time away from them. And
I hate to say it. I think the split roster might be a good idea again. I don't think they should have went away with it because I like that whole idea.
Well, okay.
That would actually get me to tune into SmackDown again.
A true split roster or
same
people writing both fucking shows?
No, like they did with Paul Heyman and
all that. Yeah, that would be cool. But then at the end, it was the same fucking writing crew writing both shows.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now.
I say NXT's done so well. I say give Triple H SmackDown and then have Vince take Raw.
I would love it. But the only thing is,
it would be great to see the brand extension again. But like what you're saying, Vamp. But publicly acknowledge that Triple H is in charge of SmackDown. And publicly acknowledge that Vince is in charge of Raw.
Yeah,
make exactly. it a story.
Yeah,
you know, like they get in an argument or something.
And then there's a direct like we were talking about before. There's a direct way of them. Okay, you go from NXT. To Superstars, to SmackDown, to Raw.
Nobody watches Superstars.
Yeah.
Bio does.
I just started watching Main Event recently, but not Superstars, no.
I watched the first, three main events when they started it, and then it went away from my TV, and I never saw it again.
On the network, it's been all right.
It's not on the network no more.
Yeah, I know, which sucks.
Fucking England.
Like, I watched the ones leading up to the Rumble. They were pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are some decent matches on there with guys you don't see, but...
Wayne, can you add Ant?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can't add people from here. He may just listen, though. Okay, let me go in the other room, then. All right.
We only have one match left. So.
And it's the match.
The rival match, yeah.
I'm kind of digging this adding the family aspects and real life stuff to it, but does this take away from anything that they could be doing on the main roster?
No, because I've said it once and I've said it a million times. These two know each other well enough that they can pull the John Cena Randy Orton feud a million times, but they're going to make it fresh because they've viewed it so many times in ROH. Or granted, you can count their feud in ROH as one long feud, but they always found ways to make it interesting. They're going to find somehow, some way, and I wouldn't be surprised if when Owens makes it up, because I figure Zayn will go first, is you actually kind of bring up, I beat you down there or something like it, and just kind of bring that storyline up.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, the Adrian Neville getting his teeth knocked out thing. It seems like something they could have saved for the main roster.
Well, you gotta do something. You gotta do something, Mop. I mean,
I know, but
you need to revisit stuff.
Yeah, and I think you need to make things really good and really interesting in NXT, so you can get people to want to watch it.
Yeah,
and
get then a buzz.
We'll especially get those wrestlers' buzzes. So when they get on the main roster, that's less they have to worry about. Yeah, I mean,
videos on Kevin Owens walking to the ring.
Why are they playing the Cage Lord music for?
He's looking fucking good, dude.
He's looking good.
He is looking good.
I still think he needs to lose a little bit more weight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he can always lose a little more, but he's looking thin. He's looking jacked.
He did lose a lot, I think.
the last time I saw him when he was in ROH, he came to they came to Dayton, and he had big time beer belly.
But yeah, I think WWE told him what he needed to do to get signed, and he fucking went and did it.
He absolutely did it.
Yeah.
Now is he the quickest to make it this far?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I mean,
someone said on WrestleCast, I think it was a DRG made the prediction that he was going to be the, or was it Katie? Yeah, it was Katie, because you're busting her boobs about it.
The fastest rising champion.
Yeah, that Owens is going to be the first one to come in real quick and win the title.
Who called Owens? I think I called Owens, right? Yeah.
It has to be Owens, because Baylor's face. Simple as that.
I predicted they'd do that with Kenta, but that's not happening.
Yeah, Owens has that charisma about him.
Yeah,
so what I feel this is a tiny little reign for Sami Zayn, just so he won the NXT title for all like the near misses, but then he'll get called up.
I don't think so. I honestly think, and Triple H said it in an interview, some guys are not going to go up when it's time, because they still have to maintain the NXT brand.
So what?
And I think Zayn is the feature piece of NXT.
Yeah, I would agree there.
So the thing that was really cool is what they did with each guy is actually they followed them to the ring, to the actual curtain. Walk up to the actual curtain. I thought that was really neat.
Like they would with like boxers or UFC guys
It was really cool. Now it's them looking at each other in the ring.
Looking angry. His nose is still fucked up.
Still got a little scar on his nose, a little scab on his nose. He broke that shit legit, dude.
Oh, dude, did you see the pictures of fucking Parker's hand?
Yeah, it was split.
God damn. Actually split to the bone.
Was it really?
Yeah, the flesh was, yeah.
That guy's got a tough nose.
Yeah, he does.
going back to what was said, I think what they're going to do with Zayn is they're going to have him drop the title here and then go back on the chase again, because sometimes that's what you want to see.
I think I might agree with that.
But this time he's not going up against Neville. They can create a whole different thing of what Owens did. He came in and, you know, he did what he had to do to become champion, and then we could have a nice feud going into the summer NXT event with these two.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I still wish
they would do something special at WrestleMania for them, but they won't.
No, I don't think they
will. They don't need to.
Well, there's not enough time. I mean, there's only so much time they can be on.
They set eight matches, and they usually cut max seven.
We were talking about what was it last week on the WrestleCast, how they're not going to do anything. I read some sort of report this week that they were going against that, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't believe that report one bit. Supposedly, they're going to do a four-person ladder match at WrestleMania. But it's like, they might do that at an Access, because there's just so many other matches that are going that need to happen, and you can't put NXT on for that. Let them get their time when it's their time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right now, JoJo's talking about the guys in the ring. She's introducing them, and then the crowd saying Sammy is behind Sammy, and they're going back and forth. They're getting ready to ring the bell. Sammy won't give up the belt.
Do you think they'll visit these two as a tag team at some point?
Yes. Probably.
Because that was a big part of that fucking 2-year feud that they had.
Well, that's how it started, but it seems like they could go in the opposite direction to where they start out as a feud, and then for some weird thing that brings them together.
Yeah, they never did do the Cesaro and Hero tag team.
I'm so pissed they never did that.
Oh, dude, that'd be cool.
Mad at him. Zayn looks so mad at him.
He should be. And I love how they don't acknowledge it at all.
Oh, what a heel.
Kevin Owens just stepped out of the ring, and the entire crowd
You knew it was coming. Come on.
I will say this about Zayn. The biggest thing with him when he debuts, it has to be the night after WrestleMania. Yes. I don't think it should be this year. If they're going to do it, they got to do WrestleMania 32 or WrestleMania 2016, whatever they want to call it.
Do you really think it's going to, he's going to, yeah, you don't think it's going to be this one?
He's going to be down there for another year.
No, I've said many times that I don't think it's going to be this year because I think that's too quick and they know what they have with Owens and Zayn that they're going to milk it a little bit more on NXT to get more people watching in.
I read a report that they're going to keep him down there for another year to give him the Baylor, the Owens feud.
I believe it.
Owens, you think they're going to keep him down there?
No, Zayn.
You guys know him and Neville have been on the road with the main roster for a while, right?
But that's been a long time they've been doing that.
Everybody does that. You get put on the main, you get kind of the tour to get to experience road life. Yeah, and you get on and off.
Sami Zayn going over above referee onto Kevin Owens because Kevin Owens wouldn't.
Nice. Hell yeah.
I think Ambrose and Rollins were on the road a long time before they actually fully debuted.
Oh, God. I'm wanting to say fucking Ambrose was on the road for almost a year before they actually debuted.
They even said it. Rollins wasn't. They put Ambrose on it because Rollins was on NXT TV.
Well, then again,
they were going to do that one feud with Ambrose and Foley, too.
Yeah, and then Foley wound up not being able to
wrestle
anymore. That's sad, too, because I think that could have been a fucking amazing.
Yeah, it would have been good.
Zayn back on top of Owens, punching him in the corner. Owens picking him up.
Yeah, you're back ahead of me again. Son of a bitch.
Hey, guys, to the corner.
Clothesline to the corner.
So I'll just
Owens to Zayn.
Damn it. Volume goes up every time I refresh. The only thing I don't like about the crowd is they're cheering for Owens and Zayn.
We're close.
Clearly, Owens is a heel.
Well, there is no more heel or faces anymore.
Bullshit. I don't care what they want to say.
Why is John Laurinaitis still in the podcast?
Oh, Wayne's here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is. I don't know why I'm here. Oh.
Is Wayne our own version of Adrian Neville? Yep, big ears.
Huge Irish whip to the corner. Sami Zayn.
I ain't got big ears. I got nice ears, thank you.
I asked you if you had big ears. Obviously, you need to clean them out. Or was I breaking up?
You don't have elf ears?
Obviously, a little
slow start to the match, guys. They're not talking about the match.
There's a match happening?
Devil wants to focus on the play-by-play.
No, I don't. That's what they requested. I'm talking about. You guys can talk about
who
are
they? Come on, who are these they?
I want to know who the they is. But if you're going to do the play-by-play, you got to make it interesting. You can't give them what they would have got if they weren't listening to us.
What they wanted. I'm not disagreeing with you guys. Oh my God, shut up! You guys are talking about whatever you want to talk about. Keep talking about it. I'm not. I didn't say anything.
They listen to the show to hear all of us argue. That's all it is.
That's what it is.
I'm having a weird deja vu from last night.
Just watch Corey Graves.
Fuck, man.
I
got a couple people tweeted us and said they wanted to hear more play-by-play. That's fine. I'm adding it. You guys keep talking.
Does Owens have tattoos on his fingers?
I don't think so.
Or is that like marker of some sort?
I don't know. I haven't been looking at his hands.
I don't think
his armpits for
Shinlock buys Owens on Zayn.
He has that evil tattoo.
Yeah, that actually is pretty cool. Where it's a live and evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
That said,
but it looks like he's got tattoos on his left hand.
Yeah, he's got something on his hand.
I don't know if it's just like
it's a tattoo. It's a tattoo, but I can't figure out what it is.
Maybe he hugged it out with
the back. Back to Sami Zayn, back to the chin lock by Owens. So it's still really slow starting out, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be slow for a little bit. Anytime Owens is going to be in control of the match, it's going to be slow because he's methodical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love this.
That's just his style. I love that style, though. I don't. You know, a lot of people bitch about it, but I like the slow, methodical style.
Yeah.
Still chin locked by Kevin Owens on Zayn.
Oh, yeah, I'm way ahead of you guys.
I'll never forget the first Ring of Honor match I watched was these two.
Sami Zayn getting up, punching. Was these two?
Yeah, it was, I think it was Final Battle.
Huge elbow by Kevin Owens on Sami Zayn.
And it was a ladder match, and Owens did a package pile driver.
Oh, that's so cool looking.
On the bridge ladder onto Zayn. Generico.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I think that was that their last match, I think it was?
Yeah.
The one before El Generico went to, or Zayn. Actually went on to sign.
Yeah.
Before El Generico went to Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Owen kicking Zayn. Punched by Zayn.
Let me know when he does the top rope spot.
Another kick, another punch, another punch. Punch by Zayn. Kick by Owens.
Top rope.
There you go.
Oh, yep. He just, what do they call that?
Top rope suplex drop.
Hangs him
thing.
On the top rope, basically.
Oh, Sammy bleeding.
Is he?
He's got a little blood in his mouth. Maybe not.
I don't see blood. I'm actually got a close up on his face. I don't see no blood.
I see no blood, fool.
I don't see no goddamn blood.
Was there any blood in the women's match?
No,
there wasn't. But
not the opening clip. But you got four women in the ring. I'm sure there was blood somewhere.
Another chin lock, reverse chin lock on Sami Zayn by Kevin Owens. We got a
Wayne wanted to laugh so hard.
I appreciated the joke, Mark.
That's all right. Somebody will get it.
They don't play by play, is it? they don't care. They just want to hear us bitch and argue with each other.
Exactly.
It creates drama, controversy.
And getting out of the chin lock, punch to the stomach, punch. Oh.
Everybody talks about how they like Sami Zayn's the S and the Z. I don't really like it. I don't know.
By Sami Zayn.
You know
why you don't like it because everybody else likes it. Does it make sense?
No. I the first time I saw it, I'm like,
It is very basic, but it's kind of like Seth Rollins logo or the old Cody Rhodes logo is very
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens just threw out Sami Zayn outside. They're between the barrier and the ring now.
I'm sorry, the repurposed Cassius Ohno shirts.
Guys, Zayn might be winning this.
That shirt is badass. I didn't realize it, but the
other Knife Edge chop right in front of the crowd. For everybody to take pictures of.
Oh,
reminds me of duct tape.
The Zayn pose.
That's what it's supposed to be, and it actually has the texture of duct tape.
It's not
hard like hardcore where it's like you're like, oh my god, this is duct tape, but it actually has a little bit of that feel.
Right,
like Kevin Owens.
I'm gonna that's gonna be the next shirt I buy.
Pulls back out, breaks the count. You guys, Sami Zayn's getting his ass beat. He may win.
I'm telling you, I think Sami Zayn is the showpiece of NXT, and he's going to be there a while.
Clothesline. It's like a standing clothesline.
He's going to have the feud with
Huge Taylor. Clothesline on the outside, the short arm clothesline.
God damn it, I'm way ahead of you again.
He's going to have the feud with Kenta and the feud with Baylor, and then he'll go up.
No. Unless somebody else comes along that can be the showpiece, I think Zayn's going to stay down in NXT.
I can never tell the crowd what the crowd's cheering.
Hopefully, we can get it to one time when they're in one of these special events. It's a fatal four-way against Owens, Zayn, Neville, and the Finn.
That would be
fucking badass.
Owen is still dominating fucking Zayn so far.
GTS.
But I think they like doing these fatal four ways, so
Gutbuster.
So
and
enough
now
people can, I think they like doing the fatal four ways so enough people get on the card, but they want to make sure they put them in different spots.
Right. Well, I mean,
this
is still for
his
you know,
breathing
these guys
reminds me of a dog.
Well, he's probably got probably broke his goddamn nose so many times that.
Another reverse chin lock.
Oh my god, the NXT rival logo. Chirp, 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 chirp.
I didn't see it.
Okay, DRG. DRG also needs to realize how dumb that sounds after everything is edited.
Yeah.
When all the silence taken out, just all of a sudden you just hear chirp, chirp. After someone says something, it's like, okay.
There will be no editing on this so that it can play real time.
That's true. That's true. Good point. Touche.
It'll actually make sense in this one.
9:47. They got 10 minutes left. Sane's still getting his ass beat by Owens at this point.
Okay, yeah.
Elbow.
Let me know when Zayn starts firing up.
There we go.
Clothesline.
Clothesline from Zayn.
There you go.
Clothesline from
Zayn. He just landed out of the ring.
Yep, another clothesline.
I wonder if WWE is ever going to pull the overage on an event like this on NXT.
What do you mean pull the overage?
Oh, if they go over.
Yeah, because this is not like a pay-per-view where there's still a pay-per-view provider, and when they say, okay, this is when it's going to have it end by then.
Well, that's one of the things I believe that they're down in NXT working on is their timing, so that they can hit the mark so that
But what I'm talking about is, like, Triple H or Vince saying, you know what, give them some extra time, but don't put that on there. So people don't go, because it's always anticlimactic to go, all right, there's 5 minutes left. This is, like, I know it's going to end soon.
Yeah, I feel you there.
I'm not in front of my computer right now, and I don't know who you picked, if you picked Owens or Zayn. I can't remember.
I thought we all picked Owens.
I thought we all did too.
No, but I picked Zayn.
Okay.
Well, you're fucking suck.
Well, I'm gonna be the only one getting the point.
Zayn rolled in the ring, rolled out by the other corner, and came around the corner and nailed Owens with a huge clothesline. Zayn rolls Owens back in the ring. Owens on the other side. Elbow by Owens to Zayn.
Oh.
Boom.
Blue Thunderbomb.
Blue Thunderbomb. 1, 2, kick out by Owens.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure.
Sounds like I'm moved by Blue Pants.
Yeah.
Owens rolling up. Zane's trying to figure out how to beat him.
No shit.
Kevin Owens crawling to the corner. Zayn in the opposite
super
corner.
Super kick.
Didn't look that good.
No, it didn't. He missed by a mile.
Owens hulking up in the corner.
Oh.
Cannonball.
Cannonball.
That looked bad.
Cannonball.
Kick out.
Cannonball.
He barely
got that shoulder.
Oh, God.
Damn. Fucking pump handle suplex? Pump handle. What the fuck is this?
Pump handle feet drop.
What the hell?
Fucking awesome looking is what it
that
is.
That was just a pump handle fuck up. No, I mean like as in fuck up the person, not no.
Oh, yeah.
The person up, not fuck up as in botch.
It looks handle, like a
I
brain
think, I think brain he
buster.
Did that to CJ Parker too.
Pump handle brain buster.
That's like a package pile driver on his knee.
Yeah, it was weird. That was weird. That was awesome.
Killer. Fuck.
Now, well, do you think he'll ever use the package pile driver?
No.
Almost.
No.
Almost
you don't think so?
Never. No.
No, they'll never.
God, use. That is so. That's such a brutal looking
it's,
move.
Same with
it's,
the slam.
It's the equivalent of the
two
whatever CM Owens. Punk's Pepsi fucking move was the Pepsi plunge.
Pepsi plunge.
No. Was it Pepsi plunge? Yeah.
I think it was Pepsi plunge.
Yeah.
People always said like it was because of Triple H, but even I heard CM Punk say to my face at a Comic-Con that it's like it's not because he told me not to do it. It's just I don't have to do the move anymore.
Right, there's no need like, to do it.
Yeah, because
Owens rolled out to the ropes on the outside of the ring.
He said that, he said it fucked up his knees.
Same I'm sure stocking. It did.
Same pulling the hair. You know,
it's why it surprises me that Fandango does the fucking knee drop or the leg drop off the top rope.
It bothers me that people still do the headbutt off the top rope.
Yeah, no, it kind of does me too.
Benoit guillotine on the rope.
I mean, there was a lot more to what affected Benoit than just that, but.
But when you're doing the flying headbutt,
every
let's
night.
Say yeah, 5 nights a week,
yes,
52 weeks a year, and all that kind of shit, and you're like on top of it, you're probably taking headshots from time to time.
Oh yeah,
with a steel chair and all this shit. Yeah, fucking. That's pretty much what killed him.
Yes,
Sami Zayn in a suplex position.
He set it up. He got fighting out of it. Are we going to see some top rope maneuvers from fucking Owens?
We are.
A shooting star. Do a star.
Owens just, on top rope.
Did he spit on him or does he just fucking?
Yeah.
Oh my God, was that a senton?
Senton.
Sami Zayn on his knee. He got his knees up.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn crawling to the corner for the huluva.
Dude, that's a big fucking dude to be doing a senton.
Yeah, it's a huge dude to be doing a senton. Kevin Owens walking towards the corner.
The imploder suplex.
Imploder suplex.
Oh my God.
Mop, can you do a senton?
Yes.
I like how the huluva kick is spelled.
The huluva kick.
I like how it's spelled hell of a kick.
Sami Zayn, Owens rolled out to the outside.
Oh, he's going to do the
yeah, here spot. Comes the.
Oh, no. Nope.
It's not. Going to walk around the corner.
I do like how they.
Uh
oh, guys. Powerbomb.
Powerbomb.
Oh,
no. Nope. Ooh. Fuck Sami Zayn. Oh, wow. That was a bad kick to the face. Another kick to this chest. Sami Zayn checking.
The Arabian moonsault.
Did he get it? Did he hit his head?
He didn't hit his head, I don't think.
I think it was close if he didn't.
No, he did. He hit his head.
Yeah, he's a little dazed. And Sami Zayn's out for the next 6 months with a concussion.
Ooh, yeah, he hit it.
Yeah, he hit it.
You can tell he's brushing his head and ref's checking for blood.
Look at those fucking red marks from the grating of the ramp on his back.
Yeah.
Imagine what that's like on his skull.
Look, I'm dazed. Ooh.
I wonder
how much that's him selling and how much of that is real. Because he hit his fucking head.
Yeah, he hit it hard, too. Owens
is trying to push him off. Owens looks messed up, too. Sammy's struggling to get in the ring.
Yeah, he is clearly buying time.
He is. Sammy kind of got up.
The hell of a kick. That's how it's spelled. It's spelled hell of a.
Sammy's trying to get his head together.
Ooh.
Sammy stumbles a little bit. I'm fine.
Pop-up powerbomb.
Boom.
There it is.
One.
Ooh.
Two.
Ooh.
Kick out.
It's coming here soon, though.
Two. Sammy is in trouble.
That means Owens needs a new finisher now.
Yep.
Hit him with the package pile driver. Come on.
That's awesome.
Take the fine and do the package pile driver.
I just got here. They're going to fire me if I do the package pile driver. They're not going to give me a fine.
I was thinking, like, do the package pile driver and be on Ring of Honor next month.
Exactly.
Because you know,
they're taking a minute to get up. That's why we're not talking about what's going on. Because both of them are elbow from punching.
You know,
straight out just punching, potatoing.
You know, CM Punk and John Cena got fined for their pile driver.
They did.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn looks like he's in Dream Street, man.
Zayn's going to win by disqualification.
Yeah, the ref looks like he's trying to stop the match, but he's not gonna.
Ooh, uppercut.
Oh, wait, that was an American doing a European uppercut. Never mind.
Right.
No, he's Canadian.
Owens. Oh, that's right. But he's not European.
Yeah, you're right.
Owens is all
he's
over.
He's a North American.
Yeah, you might as well say he's an American.
Oh, they're going to disqualify Owens.
Owens is just pummeling Sami Zayn in the head. Literally just potatoing him.
Okay, I stepped away for a minute. Did I miss something?
He's got some blood on his elbow.
Did they botch something?
No.
Because the chat said something about they botched it.
No, he's selling the head injury.
He said he's going to be a botched up ending. Here's a trainer coming out check on him.
No, this is just the... Maybe...
Powerbomb.
Oh, Jesus.
Another powerbomb on Sami Zayn by Kevin Owens. Picked him up again.
I have always loved the fucking powerbomb.
Powerbomb by Kevin Owens on Sami Zayn.
Who does the best powerbomb?
One.
Oh, God.
He just rolled Goldberg. Over. Like, oh, my God. The crowd is...
Some of the girls are very concerned in the crowd.
They're very into this match. There's trainer Dr. Amon.
Yep, they're going to call it.
Yeah, but you know fucking Dr. Amon does storyline shit, too.
Yeah, I know, but they're going to call it.
I wonder if they're like Sami Zayn's going to pull a quick victory because of this.
9:58.
Like Austin when he broke his neck. Just out Owen of nowhere. Oh, no, that was all fucking storyline.
Another
son of a bitch.
Oh, it's grabbing again. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Another. Because
if that was legit, they would have.
Like Brock Lesnar.
No, don't fucking end this.
They're
going to
call the match.
Owens grab. Oh, the refs just stopped Owens from giving him another powerbomb.
Wow, what a dickhead finish. To hell with this match.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Just throw a chicken all over.
It was fuck.
Oh, God, that makes sense. Because with Zayn having to go on the Abu Dhabi trip, this is a way to keep the belt on him but off TV at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah, but
kudos, WWE.
What?
No. They gave it to Owens.
They gave it to Owens.
Really?
Considered a knockout. They considered it a knockout.
But does he win the title?
Yes.
Yeah,
they're saying he's got it in his hand.
Yes. Yes, I hear you, Clem Fandango.
So, on his third match in the WWE, he wins a title.
Oh, that dude was crying. That dude was legitimately fucking crying for Sami Zayn.
Is that right? The third match in NXT, Owens wins a title?
This is his second match.
Didn't he have one on TV?
Neville. CJ Parker.
Third match. Third.
Oh, he had a match with Neville?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
What the hell?
What were you saying earlier about being right, Biohazard? I forget.
I like that ending. I liked it. I liked it.
Here's the thing that WWE is going to say, what the fuck do you want from us, IWC? Because... people are bitching about WWE. Granted, it's not exactly the same, but giving Reigns the position that he's in, and here's a guy been in the company for three matches, and they already make him a champion.
Yep. I like it. I like the fact that they did a KO. I like it. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you seen that?
I don't want to say I've seen it, but I'm trying to remember where. I know I've seen it.
It was a great match. I really enjoyed the ending. I really did.
Mm-hmm. No, I loved the match.
Really?
But
it still leaves it open to interpretation and leaves it open to a great rematch when Sami comes back from his trip.
From his injury.
Yeah, from his injury. As you watch him on Twitter, posts pictures of him in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
How many power bombs is that?
This would be the funny thing if WWE were to do it. Since this has happened live, whenever he goes back to Abu Dhabi, before he comes back on TV, they have him at live shows as El Generico.
Owens crying? I think Owens is crying. He is crying. He's crying.
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Cry after him, you. Christ.
Are they doing a post show?
I don't know. I like the last one because Paul Heyman and Renee are great together.
And Renee's just great together.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mop, what do you think about it? Good, bad, and different?
Why are you headbutting the damn title?
I don't know where Mop went. Wayne, give us your review real quick so you can go to bed.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. My fucking, for some reason, the internet here went out.
Oh. What do you think, Wayne? That crowd is stunned.
It weren't the best one. I'd probably say that was better than the first special, but
the first,
the other
life.
Two, the last Hands two down. Better than that, but still, they're onto something with these specials. Mm-hmm. I think they're good. They're just quality.
Nope, no post show.
Biohazard?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Wayne. It's way better than the first one, but compared to the last one, our evolution was solid top to bottom. It's just the botches that were within the show were a little bad. The matches, though, were great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Heavy set.
Unfortunately, didn't really watch it, but just by listening to it, I like what they're doing with NXT as a whole. Like the events, I feel like almost anything can happen, yeah. And even some of these tapings that they've been doing for their quote what would be a normal TV show, like even those, anything can happen. And
I mean, I think they just proved that. They just did a KO in a match where they just shocked half the crowd and nobody knew what was going on.
There's that aspect of it. We've seen, what, two title changes tonight? Since the last special event, there was another title change.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the belts have changed hands in the last month.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just good. So good. So good. Mop, give us your review of it.
The second hour and 15 was fucking awesome. God, that first 45 minutes was brutal, though.
Yeah.
Well, I would say the Itami match wasn't that.
It was okay.
Good. I mean, we're just not big fans of Itami.
Yeah, and I think Baron Corbin's got a long way to go.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, now after and that even, botch.
Even though I didn't see anything of the botches that you guys were talking about with Sin Cara and Kalisto, it needs to be brought up. Wrestlers like that open themselves up for botches because it's going to happen. When you do of the stuff that they do, it fucking happens. There's an independent wrestler that I've seen by the name of Facade. You can probably see a lot of his work on fucking Botchamania, but it's because he does the crazy shit, and you're not going to be perfect every single time.
No, and I agree with that, but those two tag teams weren't on any similar page of as far as the way that match was supposed to go at all.
Yeah.
At all. It was just a very poorly developed match in general.
Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy won the titles before that match was better. But then again,
yeah, absolutely.
It was cut up because it was on TV.
But then again, it may just be because I'm not into those two. Those two were just, it's two creator wrestlers. There's no character.
As funny as that is, Mop, I think you just need to get used to them just like everybody else.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
Guys you don't know.
What is the difference between them and, oh God, what was his name? Kurt Hawkins and
Zack Ryder.
You know, all those, they're all the same.
Hawkins,
yeah, probably not much.
I don't know. Hawkins and Rex was badass. I love them.
The stripper gimmick?
No, before that. Fucking before Tyler Rex. I loved him.
Yeah, I did like him.
Ant, he could have broken off and been a single star.
Ant, what do you think? What do you think about it, Ant?
Well, hi, by the way. I only watched the last game of the last match. So
okay,
but I wasn't over on the ending. To be fair, But,
but did you after we said it was a KO, did you, and the belt was given away, did you, were you okay?
Yeah,
with
I just what I didn't see why Owens won the belt.
He KO'd him. Knockout.
Well, I think we know why, and that's because Zayn's going to be traveling overseas and not going to be on TVs and.
Because that's kill cool. Owens kill.
Yeah, pretty much. Kill he's Owens.
Gonna be, No. I understand Steen winning, but I would have seen a legitimate pin finish for.
Yeah, that would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can't give that away yet.
Again, like I say, I think it's good because it leaves it open to a rematch.
Well,
and
yes. They're gonna
and it's something different. We got to see something different tonight. We got to see a lot of stuff that's different tonight, by the way. We saw a lot of new moves tonight.
They're really trying to tell the story of Kevin Owens being brutal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, I believe they're doing the tapings tomorrow night, too, for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So if Zayn's not there, that's going to sell it even more.
Yeah, that's. I think that's why they did it the way they did it. But, and I mean, this is just the first match. This isn't the end of the feud.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
This is probably our next classic rivalry of the next 7 years.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Any last words by anybody want to say anything before we go?
Diva's match killed it.
Diva's match. I agree. Diva's match did kill it. Anybody else want to say anything else?
Would you like to touch my penis?
Would you like to be a pepper too? Hey, Seth, where can we find you?
On the road.
All right. Mob Jockey, where can we find you?
At home.
Biohazard, where can we find you?
At work.
Wayne, where can we find you tomorrow morning?
Looking at Seth Rollins pictures.
Wayne's gone.
See, he's no, looking at Seth Rollins' pictures.
I was coming up with some classic jokes, and I thought you would know selling them. Turns out I was on mute.
You're on mute. Yes,
the touch and his mop joke, you'll never know. Damn.
Well, classic wow. Wayne.
You wasted it. Where are you at, Wayne?
Well, I was going to say down the job center.
Wayne, Wayne looking for a job on Twitter. Ant, where you at?
In bed.
All right. And I am going to bed as well. Thank you for listening to us. DSJNP live at NXT Rival. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.